these are like little things, but I think if you look at the course of relationship and marriage, it is devaluing the other person. It is the root of pride, which is I'm always right. And that will bring destruction. You know, if every little thing that I do, as I turn the corner, you're doing it the wrong way. And I walk up the stairs, you're doing it the wrong way. That's an awful way to live.
Well, it definitely doesn't. It doesn't make us want to pursue connection, right?
This is Behind Our Smiles.
Pursuing connection.
And finding joy.
Even in the struggle. Welcome back to another episode of the Behind Our Smiles podcast. We are Joe and Tara Buchanan.
Yeah, we're so glad that you're here. And last week we were talking about this idea of what about your spouse, your husband or wife, makes you smile? And we got some response.
I know. I love reading these. And we heard from Jen, and she shares about her husband, Randy. She says, he always knows without me saying it when I need a break from the kids, and he gives me one. And then she goes on and says, I make him a sandwich every day to take in the truck, and there's not a day goes by that he doesn't thank me for doing that. So on the days I don't feel like it, I think about how he thanks me every day, and that's motivation.
Thanks so much for sharing that, Jen. I love knowing how Randy makes you smile. And by the way, Tara, you make me smile by making me a sandwich every day.
So and you always really say thank you to me. Yeah, I love it. And if you want to share with us what makes you smile about your husband or wife, you can get a hold of us through Facebook, we're at Behind Our Smiles, on Instagram, or Behind Our Smiles Pod, or go to our website, behindoursmiles.com.
You can also drop you an email at Tara at behindoursmiles.com.
The key is Behind Our Smiles, if you haven't noticed.
But yeah, we'd love to hear what about your husband or wife makes you smile. Also wanted to say a huge thanks to our sponsor, Samaritan Ministries. If you don't know a lot about them, they are a biblical solution to healthcare. It's affordable. There are no network restrictions. In fact, you can join today. And if you want to find out more about Samaritan Ministries, you can check out their website at samaritanministries.org/smiles.
So Joe, have you ever been doing a project or involved with something and someone stands over your shoulder and says, you're doing it the wrong way?
Oh yeah.
Do you like that feeling?
No, not at all.
You're doing it the wrong way. It can be a true statement, but today we're talking about when you do it the wrong way. And
wait, what?
When you do it the wrong way.
When I do it the wrong way?
Yes. So we know, we realized very quickly when we got married.
Why are we talking about why I do it the wrong way?
I'm just keeping track. Okay. That's all. Checking. But when we first got married, you start living with somebody, especially you realize that people have different ways that they do things. You don't even have these discussions before you get married, let's say. But one of the things we noticed—
Well, we had some discussions, but you can't possibly cover everything, right?
So some of the surprises, things like different ways. I probably could have guessed this. But when we moved in together and got married, when we're a married couple, we did laundry very differently. Now, Joe, you've been a bachelor for a few years and you took care of yourself and I had been taking care of my laundry. And so obviously we get married and it's time to merge the laundry, and you have a very, very bizarre way of doing laundry.
Okay.
It just blew my mind. For me, I put clothes in the hamper as they get dirty. Mm-hmm. And then as the hamper fills up, I do a load here, do a load there, put the clothes back in the closet. Mm. I thought this was the normal way to do laundry.
Okay.
But Joe wore his clothes. Now, you didn't have much clothes at the time. So I have to say, compared to my wardrobe, you had four shirts, four pairs of pants. Mm-hmm. Not much. But on Saturday, you just take all the clothes out of your closet, all of them, put them all up, bring in the laundry room and wash them all, and then put them back. That makes no sense.
Yeah, so I had a hamper too, and I had clothes, but I just felt like, why waste water more than once a week? And so I had purposefully strategized my wardrobe so it would last a week. And the other big thing, there was another huge difference that I think probably threw you for a little loop. You noticed it when we were dating that I didn't wear a lot of color. I mean, my clothes were all very similar colored. So I didn't have to worry about mix matching colors or anything like that. You just throw it all in
one big load. But it's I think, and I understand, except for some of your personal items, all the shirts just got put in there and you washed them all at once at the end of the week. Now, for most women, that would not work because half the clothes in our wardrobes are one-offs that you wear once or twice a year. But you're like, okay, pick them all up, take the whole closet's empty. And I'm like, just, wash them as you go. And I realize this is a big thing. This is a different way you have. Mm-hmm. I'm piece it together a little bit here, a little bit there. And you're like one fell swoop.
Well, whenever I start a project, I like to finish. Projects that take a long time are really hard on me. And we have a lot
this
of them over
so
the
much.
Years. But I like to kind of start on a project and then go for it. You, on the other hand, like to have many different
processes.
Things going at the same time.
So it's hard for us because if we're tackling a home project and I'm like, okay, I'm getting ideas for this. I want to do this, I want to do that. You want to go to Menards and buy everything we need to complete it. I'm like, but wait, I haven't decided yet about that step. Let's change the first step. We'll see how it goes. And then we'll reevaluate, do the second step. Maybe next Saturday, we'll look at the third step. And you're like, no, we're doing it all today. But I'm like, I can't make that many decisions in one day. And so you want to get it all done. And I'm like, we'll just piece it together. So we have this a lot with ways that you just generally do things all at once. And I'm always got 18 projects.
And it used to cause a lot more conflict. Mm-hmm. Used to be a lot more of a problem in our marriage. I think we've learned to like mm-hmm. love each other through that. But like another quick example, and it's very similar in nature, but when I'll look at your email every once in a while and you've got thousands of emails and you're like, you know what? I probably should start deleting them, these. Yeah. And you start deleting them one at a time.
I just kind of click, 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 click,
right?
Click, click, click.
But you're click, like, click. Highlight, click, highlight, delete, highlight, delete, highlight. And I'm like, you know, you could do that in one swell move.
You said you're doing it the wrong way.
You could go through and you highlight the top one and then you read through them quickly. You just kind of gaze through them and then you shift, yeah. highlight, and you can delete the whole bunch. But yeah. you don't like to do that.
Well, I'm always like, what if I want to double check and load back and save that email? So again, it's my indecision comes into place. I'm like,
but you're
what
still
if
hitting delete. You're still deleting.
I do generally do things the long way. Mm. And that's my way of doing things. And Joe's like, you're doing it the wrong way. You know, there's an easier way to do that. I'm like, I know there's an easier way to do that, but yeah. it's my way.
So I have to walk out of the room because I'm like, I want to just move
you're
you aside and say, here, I'll
way.
Take care of this for you.
Well, it's funny just the way that those things in marriage, it shows up in all the strange places. And I remember one of the big topics, especially in one of the groups we did for our marriage group, was the hot topic one week was the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
And like tempers got flared. Mm-hmm. Things we had to like, guys, we gotta calm down in this room because everyone's like, the dishwasher, you're doing it the wrong way of how do you load. I think we're okay, the dishwasher.
I think
kind
really
of,
probably in our first few years of marriage, there was probably some contention maybe. You and I tried to kind of rack our brains about that and I just don't
it's
really
not
care
a hot
about
topic for us,
yeah.
but I know for most
I mean, I don't
people,
like
is.
For instance, glasses up, right
yes.
side up and
yeah.
full of water. I don't
well,
that kind of stuff.
Dishwasher, I'll say again, I do it little by little and you're kind of, let's get it all done. yeah. I'm like, I'll just put one bowl in now and I'll put one bowl in an hour. It'll all get done somehow. Uh-huh. But it's funny how those things can cause such tension, especially because I don't like that feeling. If I'm on my computer and I'm organizing my files and you're like, Tara, you're doing it the wrong way. You know that there's a feature here that can do that job for you. You know that if you make a folder and I have shortcuts, you're really good at like these shortcuts. Mm. Like if you have this feature and you press these three keys, you can do what you're doing faster. And I bristle a little bit and like going, don't tell me what to do and don't tell me how to do it because I like my way. But the
but
back
I'm like,
of my
you
mind,
know, you could save 10 clicks.
But the back of my mind, I'm going, Joe's probably right. But I like my way a little better. And I think it's just that selfishness in our heart that we want to do things. And sometimes I do things just because it's a habit. Like this is the way I've always done it. I've mm-hmm. always done my laundry piece at a time. And when I saw your method of going do your entire wardrobe in one day, I'm like, first of all, that's not possible for my wardrobe. Mm-hmm. But part of me goes, okay, I can kind of see why he would do that. But my way is better.
Oh, it's better.
Mm. Absolutely.
Well, it's better if we're mixing laundry, that's for sure.
Yes.
Because that's happened a couple of times and then you end up with red
well,
on your white
like
jeans or whatever.
Ways, like now we have kids in the mix and they have their own way of doing mm-hmm. it. And we've been making fun of our son a little bit because our younger son does his own laundry. He's great, but he does it last minute. So like it's 8 o'clock in the morning. We're leaving at 9. He goes, this is the outfit I want to wear. And it's the quick wash. And he puts the clothes in the quick wash and dries them and goes where he's going to go in an hour. I'm like, you could do your laundry ahead of time.
Right.
But his way is going the morning of, I'll wash the outfit that I want to wear. And again, I'm screaming, that's not the right way to do it. You should do your laundry ahead of time. But I'm like, you know what? If he really wants to do a quick wash an hour before church, so
and
be
there's
it.
Something, and I don't know if this is true. You open the segment by asking, do you like someone standing right. over you? And it's interesting because I don't know how, like, for instance, your family is, but our family is, and Tara, you'll mm-hmm. attest to this. We don't like having, I mean, if we're working on something and sometimes like, let's say one of our kids is working on a video editing mm-hmm. process or one of us is doing that. And people just really, the kids just want to learn. They just want to right. watch and see what you're doing. But even just having someone
yes.
stand over you, it just, our,
you hear
our
the
family
voice
does not like
someone
that.
Saying, not, you know, like you're doing it the wrong way or why are you doing it that way?
Right.
Or that's not the way to do it. And it's just a creepy feeling.
Or did you think
feeling.
About this? Or did you think about that?
Right. Yeah. And just, I think our pride resists mm. anyone possibly speaking into our lives.
And there's a lot of things that I can do well, but if someone's standing over me yes. for some reason, I don't do it as well.
Well, and sometimes like if you're working on a project in the garage and I may have no idea what you're doing. I have no intelligence on the project, but I want to be with you. And so I'm like, I'm just standing there kind of watching what you're doing. And it's like, I can see you almost saying, are you about to tell me that I'm doing it wrong? And I may have an opinion like, hey, I'm just wondering if why you're doing it that way. And of course, you know what you're doing. And you tell me, honey, this is why I'm doing it. But I'm like, I want to make a commentary.
And sometimes it really, you may have a better way to do it. You really may have a better way to do it. And I can conclude that in my mind, I can resolve to that, but I really just want to do it this way.
Right.
You know, this is how I really want mm-hmm. to do it. And my opinion is if we get to the end result and the end result is what we're looking for, then mm-hmm. is the process really that important?
Well, the truth is, Joe, as much as you have the right way often, and I have the right way a little bit more often, I don't think it's statistically possible for someone to always have the right way.
Although there may be times when I feel like I am doing it the right way all the time.
Oh, I'm sure.
I know that it's not always the best way. And so, yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk through the upside of being open to the wrong way. After we hear from Samaritan Ministries, we'll be back in 1 minute.
Courtney was 17 weeks pregnant when she and her husband Greg learned that their son Shepherd had a heart condition that would require multiple surgeries and were uncertain about his future. But Samaritan Ministries connected them with other Samaritan members who began to pray and share the financial needs of the pregnancy and the medical care Shepherd needed.
I don't know how Samaritan could have answered any differently and done any better. I don't know.
And just to hear the confidence on the other end of the phone of this is not something that you need to be concerned about at all. You focus on the health of your family, the health of your baby, and we will walk with you every step of the way.
Thankfully, through God's faithfulness and provision, Shepherd is surpassing all of the doctor's expectations. To read more about this family's journey and how you can join a community of believers like them, visit SamaritanMinistries.org/smiles. That's SamaritanMinistries.org/smiles.
I think part of the problem with saying that you're doing it the wrong way, mm-hmm. and this was a much bigger problem for us earlier in our marriage, it still kind of surfaces every now and then. But by saying you're doing it the wrong way,
it closes it up.
Right, especially if there's nothing wrong with the way that you're doing
it. It's just different.
It's just different. Right. And so sometimes I know early on I made you feel and I felt like, man, you just don't value
I'm just wrong. Yeah, I mean, it's like in, you know, 1 Corinthians, this picture that scripture gives us of it's one body but many parts and the hand is not a nose and the nose is not a foot. So I think it learned to see, okay, Joe is thinking like a foot right now.
Wait,
and that foot's great.
I'm glad you chose foot.
I'm a nose. And I'm just up here seeing a different angle of how we can do things. But valuing each other as a team. And I think the times when I've said, hey, it looks like you're attacking this problem differently, instead of saying you're wrong, going, okay, what can I learn from the different way that Joe thinks?
And we use some very surface ideas mm-hmm. like laundry and mm-hmm. computer stuff, but it shows up in all aspects mm-hmm. of our lives and the way we think through things in any problem that we're tackling. So mm-hmm. the minute that a problem surfaces and a solution is needed, and we are problem solvers as people, the way we go about it, our tactics are so different. And so I think sometimes for me to tell you you're thinking about that wrong mm-hmm. or that's the wrong way to go about that actually shuts you down.
Right.
It doesn't pull out of you the problem solving that we want to do together.
Right. And these are like little things, but I think if you look at the course of relationship and marriage, it is devaluing the other person. It is the root of pride, which is, you know, I'm always right. And that will bring destruction. You know, if every little thing that I do, as I turn the corner, you're doing it the wrong way. And I walk up the stairs, you're doing it the wrong way. You know, that's a awful way to live.
Well, it definitely doesn't make us want to pursue connection, right?
Exactly. And, you know, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. And so I think that pride, that's how it shows up, right? I'm right. My way is right. And don't even tell me a different way to do it because it's automatically wrong. And again, I've been guilty of that a million times over, but to say, where is that pride showing up?
There's been many times. I will say that Tara, being married to you has been a huge benefit to my life. Now, there are some things that I still do the same way mm-hmm, I've always done them.
It's just different.
But there are so many things that I do differently today as a result of being married to you. And I think as we learned how to communicate it in a position or an attitude of love, an environment mm-hmm. of love, rather than you're doing it wrong.
Right.
Hey, here's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. And as I've been, when in the early days, when I felt like you didn't literally say you're doing it wrong, but that's kind of the feeling mm-hmm. I got.
I said, you're doing it not right.
I would just close up, right?
It's the wrong.
I would close it up right. And I wouldn't be open
we
to your suggestions.
We lost that teamwork right? And you're over here being a foot all by yourself.
Thanks for being a foot. An idea. I was closed to your ideas, but when I began to go, okay, you think you can do it better? Let me see, right?
Right.
But when I began to really have a good heart for that, because what ends up happening is I feel like you're telling me I'm doing it wrong. So I'm just like, fine, you do it your way. Let me see. And then you're like, I don't really want to engage now. So you just do it your way and suffer and you're doing it. But when we began to work together to execute real teamwork, I began to see that you think very differently than me.
Well, sometimes,
which is a good thing.
Sometimes, I mean, there's differences in how we do things, and sometimes we are really doing it wrong. You know, we are about to start a fire, knock something over, you know, like destruction is inevitable if we keep doing it that way. But I think changing that tone we're using, instead of saying you're doing it the wrong way, you know, I think you've been really good about like, hey, babe, can I give you a hand with that? Almost like mm-hmm. it looks like you're struggling and whatever way you're trying to do this is not working, you know? Yeah. And for me to take that little bit of correction and go, you're right, I'm not doing, I'm struggling with this. What do you suggest I do? And that's a really hard place to get to.
It is. It's very hard, but it is life-saving. Like, for instance, when you're about to spray paint in a non-ventilated area.
Oh, really?
Or stuff like that.
Really?
I mean, we work with paint thinner or all kinds of stuff that we go, you know what? I'm not telling you how to do this, but can you just take a minute and just kind of read the instructions again?
Yes, I did
again?
Once spray paint.
But I wasn't even referring to you because I've been guilty of the same thing.
Right.
Or working on the car with the car running and forget to open the garage door. Those uh-huh. kinds of things. It's great to have a helpmate.
Someone to say.
To go, you know, you may be doing this not the great best way. But more seriously, there have been so many things that I think, number one, you've saved us. I'm just going to brag on you mm-hmm. for a second, because you've saved us so much money. You've saved me so much time. And I have learned more efficient and better ways to do things by just mm-hmm. hearing you out and watching the way your brain works, because it works very mm-hmm. different than mine. And I would have missed things. I didn't see things. I literally do have a blind side. And mm-hmm. so you kind of helped me make sure that those things are covered. And when I am being prideful, when I am not wanting your input because I don't want you to tell me I'm doing it wrong, I end up more in a mess more often than not.
Mm-hmm. I think what I'm trying to learn is to take that step to say, yeah, your way is better, right? Like, that's right. Let's try it your way. Oh, I don't like saying that, but it could be your way is right, right? And to admit, to say, hey, you know what? But I think when we get defensive like that and we go, no, I'm just going to stick to my guns, right, no matter what, and just say, it's my way, my way, my way. Even when there's mistakes being made and stuff's happening that has long-term consequences, right? Our pride just says we're sticking to it, versus saying, hey, let's be open to each other. Let's be open to saying, hey, what would you suggest I do in this situation?
Now, what happens when I'm about to do something or I'm working through something and you see it happening and you know it's not going to have a very good result. Mm-hmm. You know that this could put me in danger.
Okay, we talked about this in, I think, episode 7, about your mm-hmm. blind spot. So yeah. Joe is blind in his left eye. So certain times he can't see traffic to the left quite mm-hmm. as clearly. And I usually what I try to say to you in a car, if a car is coming to her left and you seem to not notice it, I try to say, to your left. Like, I know your left, and sometimes you receive it well, and sometimes you're like, I see it. I'm like, you're blind in your left eye, so don't tell me that you always see cars on your left. So I'm aware of that weakness of yours, but I do try to find out, hey, what's the best way for me to tell you that there's a car on your left? And sometimes you're like, I see it. I'm like, hey, I'm not sure. I know you're blind. So, I mean, I'm not going to risk getting sideswiped by a car because I didn't want to say car on your left.
So sometimes there needs to be more urgency in the way that you
car
deliver.
On your left.
Yeah.
Right.
So what
not
if
you stupid idiot, you know, you can't see.
So you do. And this is, I think you've been really good at this. And I think part of it is that we've had to grow through this over many years, but when you do have to correct me in that way, you do it with grace. Now, there are a lot of times that you don't have to act suddenly mm-hmm. or quickly, so then you can apply more grace. But if a car is about to hit us, grace but is out the my, window in that
but my,
moment.
My because, definition yeah. of when a car is about to hit us is different than when your definition is. I'm well, like, it's 50 feet away. It's about to hit us. You're like, the, I've got
right,
10
part
seconds.
Part of the problem is being blind in one eye gives you no depth perception. So I don't know what the timing is. Yes. You have a much better gauge on that than I do. But I think about one time in particular, Tara, that I really wish you could have helped me make a better decision. Now, I praise God because all's well that ends mm-hmm. well. But it very well may not have ended well. And we had just had our floors redone. Mm-hmm. We had hardwood floors at the time. And we just had them redone. So to do that, they have to sand it all mm-hmm. down. They have to strip all the stuff off and restain them. And part of that process, part of how I saved money on that mm-hmm. deal was I was going to dispose of all the sanding,
yes.
right? So there's this huge, huge garbage bag full of sawdust,
yeah.
basically. And we have a nice campfire at the back of our property. And some people already are smiling or cringing because they know mm-hmm. what's about to happen. The fire's going. And I thought, you know what? This would be a great, I just burn it right on the fire. Not a big deal. Well, not understanding physics very well when it comes to this kind of stuff, I put the whole bag on the fire. And all of a sudden, a huge flame, just, I mean, huge, completely engulfed me. And I just, not going to tell you kind of what I was thinking in that moment, but all I saw was fire. Yeah. That was it. And I thought my life was over. And then it went away as quickly as it yeah. did. Praise God. My kids were outside. Mm-hmm. Our kids were outside and they were watching that. And I just heard them yell my name. And I turned around and I looked at them. And the first thing I did was felt my eyebrows in my head. But that would have been a great moment. And I think less catastrophic moments like that happen in our lives all the time where you may not have even known mm-hmm. that probably wasn't a smart right. decision, but you may have known. And had I been open to your input in that,
is that the right way to do it, hon?
Right. Or, you know, can we rethink this? Yeah. I like you with eyebrows.
Well, and there's maybe, sometimes I think there's an area like, and there's so many skills that you have, Jill, that I don't have, and so many areas that you work on that I can't give a say so because I don't know it. Hmm. But sometimes I'm like, hey, have you talked to somebody? Want to talk to your neighbor about that who knows a lot about that? So, because just again, being open to correction, open to learning more. I'm like, I don't know anything about this department, but just get a second opinion, please. And even that's a part of the same thing. Like, find out the right way to do it, seek help, seek counsel. Don't just always assume that your first idea and your first thought is correct.
Yeah. Learned a lot over the years. But thank you for growing in your ability to be gracious to me when I don't actually am not doing it the right way.
So
I appreciate
saying
that.
Saying I told you so is not.
No. That's not a good one. No.
I don't. We got to like find that. A really polite way to say, yeah. I told you so.
I told you. Well, and most of the time I will look at you and be like, yeah, you could tell me I told you so.
I told you so.
I really hope you don't. But and what's really interesting about that, Tara, is even if I don't take your advice, I don't yield to what you're saying, and I continue on and I do it graciously, you're less likely to want to mm-hmm. say, I told you so.
Right.
But if I swell up with pride and right. say, you don't know what you're talking about, I got this, not a big deal. And then it backfires. That's when you're more likely to want.
Right. But versus if we're a team, then it's like, right. why do I want you to lose? You know, you're my foot. I need you.
Stop calling me your foot, by the way.
Hey, you're my foot. You keep us steady and you keep us going in the right direction where I'm just over here.
Well, I appreciate that, but I don't know how you do that with one foot, but I'll keep that in mind.
So thanks so much for joining us today. And if we would love to hear from you again on Facebook, Behind Our Smiles, Instagram, Behind Our Smiles Pod, BehindOurSmiles.com.
Yeah. In fact, and Tara at BehindOurSmiles.com is our email address. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what about your husband or mm-hmm. wife makes you smile.
Yeah. If you want to share as a couple, sit down together, make it part of your date night.
Yeah.
Share something kind of nice. I think we're looking for nice things, right?
Yeah.
Don't make them smile because they do stupid stuff like throwing sawdust on a fire.
Right.
Not those kind of smiles.
We'll be sharing those throughout our podcast episodes. So we're really excited about that because number one, you're going to encourage others as well. Your review and ratings are huge. They encourage us. They help others find the podcast. So thank you so much for your
thank you, thank
five-star you. Rating and your review. A big thanks also to our producer, Mark Stubinger, and our amazing sponsor, Samaritan Ministries. Again, if you don't know a lot about them, they are a biblical solution to healthcare. What they do is connect Christians who care for one another spiritually and financially when a medical need arises. It's affordable. There are no network restrictions. You can join today, and you can find out more at SamaritanMinistries.org/smiles.